This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's time now for Around Montgomery County. I'm your host, Tobin Ott. My guest this week for Around Montgomery County is Kyle Cameron from the Angel Tree Project in Hillsboro. Kyle, welcome back.
Hi, Tobin. Nice to see you again.
Nice seeing you again, too. And we are here to talk about the Angel Tree Project in Hillsboro. And for those that don't know, because it's been a while since we've talked about Angel Tree, tell our listeners a little bit about it and what this is.
The Angel Tree is a program that has been started up to help children that are from needy families or from families that are having financial difficulty have Christmas presents to open up underneath the tree on Christmas morning.
And tell me a little bit. I mean, I know, I guess starting now or within the next couple weeks, Hillsboro residents will start seeing trees at various locations in town?
Yes. We are going to have trees being set up probably within this week at Roger Jennings, Alco, Threads, The Dressing Room, and Fusion. And all of them are going to have ornaments on them, paper ornaments that have a ID number of a child on the back. And then on the front will be the age of the child and whether it is a boy or a girl. And you just go into the tree and look around and pick the age and the sex of the child that you're wanting to buy presents for and go take that up to the front desk. They will give you the envelope with the information on it of what the child needs and wants. And then you get to go shopping and provide some things for a child that needs them.
Now, the gifts, that is there, are there limits to what a child can ask for?
Yes. We have a list, and this year we are not doing coats or shoes. We're having to cut down some costs, and those are things that we could not afford to do this year. They also are not able to ask for electronics, game systems or games, name brand clothes, cell phones, or bedding. And we don't really get a lot of requests for these things. It's very basic that these kids ask for, but we just put that on there just to kind of prevent it.
I was going to ask, game systems and cell phones. I'm like, okay, that's up there, depending on, but that's out of the picture. But
yeah.
So we're talking about maybe shirts, jeans, DVDs, maybe CDs,
yes,
so on and so forth.
Toys. What we try to give each child in their bag is two outfits of warm clothes, socks and underwear. We will give 2 to 3 toys depending on the price of the toy. Usually it's a smaller toy and then maybe a little bit of a bigger toy. Right. And then we always give them something educational, whether it's craft item, you know, Play-Doh for the younger ones or books to read for the older ones, just something that's educational. So we give them a good variety of things to be able to open up.
How many years has this been going on?
I think that the Angel Tree Project has actually been going on for, I want to say, close to 15 years. I'm not positive. I know I've been involved with it for 5 years myself. Mm-hmm. But I believe it's been passed from hand to hand over the last, you know, decade or so.
Now, the project, obviously you're dealing with Hillsboro residents. Or is it just strictly the Hillsboro School District? So this goes into Coffeen, Irving.
Yes.
Okay.
It is only for Hillsboro School. So it does cover Taylor Springs children, Witt, Donaldson, Panama, if they go to the school district, Irving, Schramm City, you know, all of the outside areas, but it is only for Hillsboro School kids.
How many students or how many participants are we talking about here?
Well, this year we're looking at about 230 kids.
That's a lot.
That is a lot of kids, yeah. We know that there's a lot of economic problems around, and I think that that's probably a lot of the reason why. But then you've got unemployment is very high in this area. Mm-hmm. You've got a lot of situations where, you know, someone's been laid off and they just can't find a job, and it's whether they pay the water bill or whether they give their kids Christmas. And this is something where we can do to help the kids and the families, and it doesn't provide hardship to the family. You know, we can help them in that area.
Does it concern you that number could grow higher?
I think that every year we get really nervous come September and October because we're wondering how many kids we're going to get. And this year we've got about 230. So we're hoping that we've got enough funds for it and that people participate like they usually have. Last year we had 20 kids left that were not picked off of the tree. And it was hard to try to, you know, get everything covered, but we got it done.
And what happens like that? Let's say you put a tree up. I know the moose had a tree at one point, and let's say there's ornaments left on the tree. What happens to those? Do you guys take the money that's left and make sure that those kids get covered, or
yes.
How does that happen?
Well, we have three different ways that you can help the Angel Tree. You can either donate funds, which some people donate memorial money, mm-hmm. you know, that's in an honor for someone that they've lost. We have fundraisers around town. Like, we have a biscuits and gravy coming up at the Moose on the 19th. So we have fundraisers to provide money. And then we also have some people just go out and buy toys or clothes from stores, and then they bring them to us, and we have like a Santa storeroom. Mm-hmm. We stock everything in there. And then if we need to fill bags and finish them or try to make a whole bag, you know, we'll go in that storeroom and pull things. And then we also have people who go out and buy for the whole child, you know, their needs. So there's three different ways that people can help. And last year when we had those kids left, we were able to come up with some extra funds by going and asking people for help. And then we went and shopped for those kids. And that was a challenge. 20 kids shopping is pretty crazy, but we got it done.
If someone would like to donate to the Angel Tree Project, because I know, just like anything, you need what you can get, or, you know, how can they make a donation or support Angel Tree?
If they want to send a check, they can drop off a check at National Bank. That's where we have our Angel Tree nonprofit account set up. They could drop off a check at National Bank. If they want to pick up toys or clothes just randomly for us to give to any child, they can drop those off at the locations I listed: Roger Jennings, Alco, Thread, the Dressing Room, or Fusion. And then they will hold on to them, and we go and pick them up and then put them in the Santa storeroom. Or they can pick an ornament off the tree and shop for that child.
We're getting close to the end of the program. Kyle, it's always a pleasure talking with you. And it's a great organization. I know you guys work tirelessly to help those kids out. Give us the dates to keep in mind here regarding this year's Angel Tree Project.
We will have the angels out on their ornaments, and the trees will be within this week. You can pick them up, you can shop, and then we need everything returned on November the 28th. And what we ask is that you just remove the tags and the barcodes from the gifts and return the items unwrapped. And if you can't remove the barcode, just take a black marker and run it through the UPC. That saves us a lot of time, and then that's something that we don't have to do. But just return everything by November 28th to those locations, and on December 11th, these parents will be getting a roll of wrapping paper for each child, their bag for their children, and they will be making sure they've got a good Christmas for their kids.
And, of course, you mentioned the pancakes and sausage, biscuits and gravy breakfast. Give us the dates one more time on that.
That is November the 19th, and that is going to be at the Moose. And I want to say that it's going to start at 7, and it should go to, I believe, 11.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's always a good way of spreading out the word as well.
It'll be a great social time. Come in your pajamas. We don't care. Just come and have fun, have a good breakfast, and visit with people and support a good cause.
All right. Kyle, it's always a pleasure, my friend, and I look forward to our chats in the future. Best of luck on this year's Angel Tree Project.
Thank you, Tovin.
And this concludes this weekend's edition of Around Montgomery County, where my guest was Kyle Cameron from the Angel Tree Project in Hillsboro. For Around Montgomery County, I'm Tobin Ott.